Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, how's your inbox doing these days?
Were you talking about my email?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, don't get me started about my email. I hate my email. I get so many freaking emails a day, I just don't even know what to do with them. I sometimes don't even know how I get to my regular work.
Well, you know what? 70% of emails that you receive throughout the day are unimportant, and our focus is constantly disrupted as we spend a total of 3 to 4 hours per day in our inbox. You know what? For me, it's a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, I feel like I spend 8 hours a day on it.
But yet our inbox is the most crucial part of our business day workflow. So I got a solution for you, Mike.
Tell me.
Have you heard of InMote?
No.
Well, InMote gives users control over the inbox by enabling them to maintain focus on their email priorities and increasing productivity. InMote allows users to select their email priorities from a predefined list to create automated smart filters. Any incoming email that doesn't fit those users selected will be moved to a new folder to be reviewed at a later time. With InMote, you can have confidence that your emails in your inbox are important and worth reviewing.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yes. Get back at your schedule. Get back your life. Get back your email. The best place to get it is at InMote.com. That's InMOAT.com. Again, go visit www.InMOAT.com and get organized today.
Perfect.
We would like to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode of Tech Time Radio. Explore sponsorship opportunities and start monetizing your podcast by signing up at podcorn.com/podcasters. Let me tell you about Podcorn. Podcorn is an absolute must for any podcaster starting out. Now, when we started out Tech Time Radio, we started out in a back office with a couple of mics. We expanded to a studio, and then now, as you can see, we're on the radio and have distribution into other markets. Having the ability to have Podcorn at the start of our podcast would have been a dream come true. Guess what? With Podcorn, you now have the amazing opportunity for podcasts to receive sponsorship, such as host reads, interview segments, and topical discussions. With Podcorn, there's no middleman. Podcasters of all size can browse and choose opportunities right on their platform, set their own rates, and collaborate with brands directly without exclusivities. You never give up the rights of your podcast in Podcorn, and they're here to support you everywhere possible. Visit podcorn.com. Again, that's podcorn.com. Podcorn is a true success for those starting their podcast dreams.
Coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading edge topics along with special guests to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum.
No.
Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum. You know, I'm your host.
Just when I think it can't get worse.
What's
you,
that?
You got out of your car today with that shirt on and shorts.
And shorts,
and boat
yeah.
shoes.
And boat shoes, yeah. It's like it's 70 degrees here in the Pacific Northwest, which means like summertime. No?
No.
It's just styling.
Yeah, for like 1975's JCPenney catalog.
Hey, I like that JCPenney catalog.
From 1975.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Yeah, when I was 1 year old at that time.
Okay, welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum, the show that makes you go, technology news of the week. The show for the everyday common person with insightful segments on subjects week ahead of the mainstream media. We talk about NFTs and then boom, it blows up 3 weeks later. We talk about something else. Boom, it blows up. So here we go. I'm Nathan Mum. Welcome to our live show. We are live streaming on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. We're on KKNW 1150 AM. If you go to their website, you can listen to us and watch us also. So we are excited to be on all the social media aspects available. You can also visit us online at techtimeradio.com. But if you do, our website is being redone because we are going to have all of the content available for you for our big announcement.
Yeah,
and so we have an announcement.
It's not ready yet.
It'll be ready May 1st. May 1st is a big day. Do you know what May 1st is going to be, Mr. Gourdet?
Yes, I do.
What's going to happen on May 1st?
It's going to be summertime.
It will be summertime. That's true. It is going to be an additional hour for Tech Time Radio. Tech Time Radio is excited to announce that we, in partnership with KKNW, 1150 AM, will be moving from a one-hour show to a two-hour show from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, so you're not going to have to worry about anything. Our first hour will pretty much remain the same, and our second hour,
we'll be drunker.
We will still be drinking whiskey, and we'll have a lot of other commentation of different aspects. We should
commentation.
Commentating.
common. What is it when a radio station or a news station doesn't talk about the news? What do they call that?
I don't know. They're fun to listen to.
Fun to listen to. So okay. So we're going to be fun to listen to. There you go. All right.
Okay. That's so, like Fox worked for you, didn't it?
Wow. Okay.
Well, that was a little late.
That was a little late. All right. So if you're not listening to our show or watching our show on Saturday, then you're watching a rebroadcast. And you can absolutely find us on YouTube and find us at techtimeradio.com to make sure that you get all of the latest information, because we talk about factual information here. So you can always go and read more about the stories. All right. We are a one-hour technology show that talks about technology.
Soon to be a two-hour technology show.
Soon to be a two-hour technology that talks about technology without having to geek out on different perspectives. On today's show, though, we have two guests. One that's talking about technology in the medical field.
That's right.
We have we found a cure for malaria? We're going to be talking about that.
We found something exciting.
We have, absolutely. We have James Riddle that will be joining us again back. He is our resident technology expert in the medical field. And then we have Attack of the Drones. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. This is all about drones. We have our CEO from Morpheus Tech back, Phil Hennessy. So we have essentially our two, we have like three main correspondents. We got Nick, we got Phil, and we got James, and we got two of them on the show today. So we're going to have to be quick on what we talk about. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to
get
through
everything. That's going to be really hard for you.
No, it's not. I got it. All right. So on the show today, we're going to be talking about flying cars.
In your grandpa shorts. A real life.
That's my grandpa shorts?
Your grandpa shorts.
Oh, my shorts are fantastic. A real Truman Show.
You need to be on a golf course.
We're going to be talking about that. I should be on a golf course. Our top stories in the first 5 minutes, and of course, Mike's mesmerizing moment brought to you by Story Coffee and much more.
Yeah, we're going to talk about shorts.
What's that?
I'm going to talk about
shorts. You're going to talk about shorts on your thing? Okay, you can talk about that. That sounds fine. All right, so we talked about May 1st having our 1150 a.m. KKNW extension, and now we are going to make sure that we start our episode with our loaded question of the day. Mr. Gourdet, what is one thing you hate cleaning up?
Cat poop.
Cat poop?
I refuse to do cat boxes.
You do cat box?
Oh, yeah.
Cat litter box?
Yeah.
Did you know what was really interesting? We had a dog and a cat. So the cat will crap in the cat box, and the dog wants to go on over and investigate it. It's like chocolate candy to him.
Of course it is.
That is just the weirdest
thing. I have a really good story, but I can't tell it because it would embarrass somebody really badly.
Would it really embarrass somebody?
I'll have to save that one for
offline. We'll have to talk about that.
We'll talk about that
a little bit.
We'll tell you
I'm
that.
Not a cat.
I'm not a cat. There you go. All right. Well, Mr. Gourdet, welcome to the show. We're excited to have you here. Again, if you want to get involved in the show, if you go to Twitter and hashtag TechTimeRadio, you can put anything out there and we'll read it to you. Or you can go to twitchtv.com/TechTimeRadio and join us in the live chat. You can also go to youtube.com/TechTimeRadio and put in a chat, and we'll read that on the air too. Or David will grab those also and read those on the air. Or you can always call us, but not really, because we're not going to answer the phones today. But we will be answering the phones once we move to our two-hour show, and that will be at the KKNW area so that people can call in and we can actually answer technical questions.
I can't call in today?
No, our show's so packed. If you called in today, we're just going to let it ring.
Dang it.
So, all right, well, let's talk about
let's get on it then.
Lots of great stories, and we're going to start with our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
Great story. Story number one. Apple's App Store hosted kiddie games with secret gambling dens inside the iOS secret passage to a shady world of gambling.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is awesome. I mean, you talk about stuff that happens. This is something that only you can make up on the spy TV shows, right?
Not really. And this has nothing to do with that, but I don't know if you've ever played Animal Crossing for Nintendo, have you?
I did. I played a little bit, a couple times, yeah.
So you can go into Animal Crossing, and you can play old-style NES games in...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was like a ROM within a ROM, or a game within a game? Okay, so let's talk about this. So, story number one, a popular culture with an illicit gaming den is easy to stumble on into the right shop with knowing the password and greasing some palms and knocking at the doors, and boom, you're in. How have you ever that? Noticed in the movies, whenever you go into these secret shady little deals, they always have like a DJ, a club. It's like totally totally set, and there's like 500 people in these things, on these shady type of deals. I never understand where in the world these people would come up to for these shady hand shaking type of deals.
What does that got to do with this?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to go on there. Okay, here we go. All right, so Apple Store essentially had a area where if you had a VPN client, which is a virtual private networking client, we've talked about it on the show before, but you can go and take a look at VPNs, but be very careful on what you download because a lot of them essentially are fake. So we had a list, and we talked about that at probably about 10 episodes ago. But if you had a VPN and you changed your IP address on the VPN, so you can essentially log in to other servers across the world. If you decide to log into a server in Italy, or if you decide to log into one in Turkey and get an IP address, essentially these kids' games, instead of coming up,
become illicit gambling
dens. They became gambling applications themselves. Oh, so if you go and you load Jungle Runner 2K21 from the App Store, or Magic Forest Puzzle from the App Store, both of these apps essentially are gambling sites. But now what happened is, these have been up for a while and people used it. What happened is it was reported into Apple because they no longer were paying out money to the people.
They weren't giving Apple their hush money?
So no, they weren't giving Apple hush money, but they weren't giving the people that they weren't giving them out. So you deposit a couple $100 in there and they would go and gamble and say, okay, well, now I want to cash out my $500. And they'd be like, oh, oops, I can't do it anymore. So people got upset. Decided to complain to Apple, and Apple was like, oops, we didn't know that was available. So I reached out to Apple for a comment, and they declined to have any information to get back to me on it.
You were probably wearing your shorts.
Wow. All right, story number two. Flying car buyers can put $5,000 now for a car. Attention, wealthy earlier adopters. We have an audio clip that we're going to play right here that talks about these vehicles.
We are doing drive and fly, so it's a vehicle that drives on the road, vertical takeoff, open a wing, and fly as an aircraft.
It would look more like a drone or more like a plane?
So what we are doing is a vehicle, and open a big wing, so we can fly a long distance, like 300 miles.
That dude didn't know how to answer that question.
Well,
huh?
That's the co-founder.
Is it like a plane, is it like a...
So that was Guy Komplinski. He is the co-founder of a company called NFT. Nothing to do with our NFTs. No, non-fungible tokens. Nothing to do with that. But essentially, they are taking orders for the Evolto aircraft in the Silicon Valley area currently right now.
Okay, is this like some of these Kickstarter things that you get involved
in? No, this is legit. This is a flying car that essentially drives down the road, and it is like George Jetson. You remember the George Jetson?
You're thinking more about... Back to the Future.
Same type of deal. You're flying down, you hit a button, and then this will, as you're driving, it will convert into a plane, and it will, like a transformer, and it will take off with a 50-foot wingspan. So just think, Seattle traffic, I'm now going to be, you know, when I get stuck in that traffic jam in Shoreline, I'm deciding to hit the button, I'm flying across. $5,000.
Hope you're not in an underpass.
That's right. Yeah, you go underneath the convention center.
I don't see how you're going to do that on a highway either. You're going to take out the people beside you.
But, all right.
Okay.
So there's only 1,500 limited edition models. They have just started accepting $5,000 deposits, and these vehicles are each going to be sold at a minimum of $789,000.
All right.
So essentially,
I got to sign up for that.
So that's right. So they have several companies that are hoping to shake up the transportation industry with this new flight technology, and include such big names that are working with them, including General Motors, Boeing, and Hyundai, and other small companies like Kitty Hawk and others.
Man,
essentially,
the FAA is going to be.
There is no regulations currently for the FD or for the FAA.
There's going to be,
and so if you buy your car now, you essentially get one share of stock into the company.
One share. All right.
There you go. All right.
$750,000.
Our last story, because we got lots to get to. It's a real life Truman Show. All right. So we're going to listen to this audio. This is crazy what people are doing. And here we go. We got some audio to play
here. I don't want to live here
anymore. When it comes to world records, there's some pretty weird ones. Holding a record for the most subscribers isn't anything new. But how does streaming yourself live for 31 consecutive days to get their sound?
We have been going now officially for the entire month of February in terms of days.
Just ask this guy, Ludwig Agren, the YouTuber and streamer going live in a marathon subscribe-a-thon which has made the record books. With over 282,000 paying subscribers, he's bumped Tyler Ninja Bevins from the previously held top spot with a margin less than 15,000 paying subscribers. Ninja congratulating Ludwig in a tweet, saying records are meant to be broken. The plan was originally to only last 2 days, but more than a month later, viewers are still watching him eat, game, and even sleep 24 hours, 7 days a week.
So Ludwig.
Yeah, do they know how many days there are in February?
It has 28 days.
But he did it for 31.
He did it for 31, so he kept on going a couple more days. He did a couple more days after February. So he did all of February and a couple more days after that. So,
oh, that's how that works.
So, oh, that's all right. So essentially, this guy was on Twitch, and he essentially eat, sleep. He had this little red car deal that he would sleep in at night.
A little red car bed.
And people were watching and subscribing and paying him tons of money. He is now the number one subscriber.
I paid money to get an education.
Yes, he did nothing other than keep a camera on for 24/7 for 31 days.
Yeah.
And he holds the record now. Congratulations, Ludwig. That just tells us what type of society we have right now.
That's
when
right.
You are our entertainment. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, it's time for us to get through our top stories, which we did. We're going to take a break here. You can always check out our stories to make sure that we're not making up something about Ludwig streaming for 31 days. Who would create that story? But in case you do,
I'm
you can always
stream for 32 days.
Are you?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Go visit techtimeradio.com. Look at the facts section. When we come on back, we have Phil Hennessy, the CEO of Morpheus Tech. He'll be on our show. He's going to be talking about some drones. We also have our Tech Time Radio NFT that Mike will be working on. We have James Riddle coming on up, the Vice President of Research and Service from Advera. And we have some whiskey to taste.
Whiskey.
We'll be talking about it after this break.
Did you know that up to 12 to 15% of Americans grind their teeth at night while they sleep? Yeah, it's called bruxism. I used to work at a sleep lab, and we used to measure that. And it leads to a lot of problems like headaches and destroys your teeth. It wears down the enamel, and it's just very hard on your mouth.
So every once in a while, I'll wake up, my jaw will hurt. Do you think I'm grinding my teeth at night?
Yep.
Well, so how do you go about protecting this then?
The number one recommended way of protecting yourself from teeth grinding is what's called a night guard, which is a custom fitted prosthetic that you put inside your mouth. It usually runs, hundreds of dollars, but I know our sponsor, Smile Brilliant, can get you custom fitted night guards for as little as $45 a piece.
So if you go to smilebrilliant.com and use Tech Time Radio at checkout, you can receive 20% off your complete order. So visit smilebrilliant.com and use the Tech Time Radio at checkout code. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you heard about 180 Consulting?
No.
I love these guys. You know how much I avoid working with copy vendors, right?
Actually, I get to hear about it all the time.
Not anymore, because guess what? The guys at 180 Consulting took over the entire process. They assessed our needs, worked directly with the vendors on my behalf, and helped us understand our options. No sales fluff, just good information so we can make the right decision.
Well, that sounds good. How do they get paid?
Their only compensation comes from a small share of the cost savings they create. They work for us, and it's a win-win.
You know, that sounds like a no-brainer.
There's two ways to reach them. You can get them at info@180-consulting.com or visit them online at www.180-consulting.com.
www.180-consulting.com.
Thank you, Mike. 180-consulting.com.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Pager, host of An Informed Life Radio. In an age when the term misinformation is used to silence criticism and debate about COVID-19, vaccines, and more, we're bringing you doctors, lawyers, and scientists to discuss the missing information about your health and medical freedom. An Informed Life Radio airs right here on KKNW every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. We're starting a real health revolution, one conversation at a time. Join us.
We would like to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode of Tech Time Radio. Explore sponsorship opportunities and start monetizing your podcast by signing up at podcorn.com/podcasters. Let me tell you about Podcorn. Podcorn is an absolute must for any podcaster starting out. Now, when we started out Tech Time Radio, we started out in a back office with a couple of mics. We expanded to a studio, and then now, as you can see, we're on the radio and have distribution into other markets. Having the ability to have Podcorn at the start of our podcast would have been a dream come true. Guess what? With Podcorn, you now have the amazing opportunity for podcasts to receive sponsorship, such as host reads, interview segments, and topical discussions. With Podcorn, there's no middleman. Podcasters of all size can browse and choose opportunities right on their platform, set their own rates, and collaborate with brands directly without exclusivities. You never give up the rights of your podcast in Podcorn, and they're here to support you everywhere possible. Visit podcorn.com. Again, that's podcorn.com. Podcorn is a true success for those starting their podcast dreams.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mum. We got Mike Corday here, David Brown behind the board. All right, we had our whiskey, Law Dog, 90 proof. This is $230 a bottle. Mm-hmm. So we added it up with about...
It's discontinued, too.
It is a discontinued limited edition whiskey. It's about, what do we say, $12 each of our shots were today?
Our shots are $12.50 a pop.
$12.50 a pop. And this is a small batch aged, unaged whiskey using bourbon, corn whiskey, and honey-based spirits. It is located at the Scenic Highway 2 at the foothills of the Cascade Mountain Range just outside of Monroe, Washington. And what do you think so far? Mm-hmm. And you were talking smack about it at the beginning. You're like, oh, it's not worth that much money. And then all of a sudden you have a taste, and now what? That's right.
Obviously somebody's celebrating already.
That's right. I'm celebrating lots. Okay. All right. Well, welcome back. Now that we've gotten through our whiskey, we are going to get our expert on the line, and we're going to start our Technology Insider.
Welcome to Technology Insider. We get the information directly from the source.
All right, let's talk about the drone market. Once a rarity, they are now becoming more common sights in our skies, used for delivery, taking aerial footage, and even search and rescue. Drone usage is only going to increase in the years to come.
Yeah.
Older drones cost a fortune, had terrible battery, and lacked GPS. The newer generation consumer drones have the quality of life features you would expect to find in modern devices.
They're going to be competing with that flying car.
And you know what? We got our expert, Phil Hennessy. Come on up, Phil. Hopefully, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Hey, guys. Thanks to be here. Hi, excited Phil. To be here. Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Not bad.
All right. So, Phil, so I know you've spent tons of research on this recently, and we've had a couple conversation today, and we had a couple conversations last week regarding drones. So I am going to let you kind of talk about some drones, but my first question that I'm going to ask you, the lead in, and then you can just kind of run from there, is what is new in the world of drones?
I think the newest thing is the autonomous section or autonomous following of drones right now. We're using high-end processors in the drones, and the leading company right now just blows me away from everything I've done the research on and looked at. And we have a new unicorn coming up because of that technology that they're doing right now. And it's all the autonomous tracking of a person and be able to do cinematography and action shots and all those types of really cool things.
All right, so let's just explain what an autonomous drone is, because that's a big word for me. I'm sure glad Phil said it, because I would have just butchered it.
It means automatic, buddy.
It means automatic. So a lot of these drones, right, you have to control them with a remote control. The autonomous drone, does it essentially just follow a person, follow a location? How does that work?
Absolutely. So basically, the drone will take off. You'll have it lock on you with its video camera. And there's two ones out there. There's another, Skydo is the one that really is working well. There's another one out there, DJI, that's claiming it right now and does okay. But what it does is it follows you. And some of the products out there can follow you, but if there's obstacles in the way, they'll crash into the obstacles.
Okay.
Well, what's
that? That gets pretty expensive, right? I mean, the drones aren't.
Yeah.
That's what I would have fun with.
I've seen some other reviews and everything like that, and I've seen some other drones take a fall into a lake because of bad obstacle avoidance.
Okay.
So that gets very expensive pretty quick.
Yeah, it does. It's like a NASCAR team where so you just keep on pouring money in
those
there.
People that are worried about getting followed, just duck.
That's right.
There you go. So in this case, though, with the technology, with the NVIDIA processing power, basically artificial intelligence, it's called GPU cores they're using in there. They have video surveillance around the entire drone. So 360-degree coverage. It's called obstacle detection and avoidance. And so basically what that allows you to do is path planning and avoid the trees or avoid the other people or avoid whatever the power lines and still be able to follow you through a block, through the forest, whatever. It blows me away. And you just can't get them right now. Yeah.
So you know what? So
Sounds like Minority Report.
That's so you know what? It does. It's kind of, or a little bit or some Terminator 2 music we should play. Do-do-do-do-do-do, right? So essentially, these drones now have the ability to lock onto you as a target, or you could even choose like a dog or something else that you wanted to track, and then it will have the logic built into it with its processing power. So one camera essentially stays on you and tracks you, and then there's other cameras and sensors that make sure that the obstacles ahead of it or behind it or around it are avoided for the camera shot.
That's correct. So you're giving it's giving you path planning, and it's giving you obstacle detection and avoidance with all that cameras. So basically, it's looking at the trees or anything else and going right around it.
Will it work in the snow?
Will it work in the snow? You know what? You were on for the snow question, right?
Yes, I was.
So let's ask about that.
Well, it will not work in snow. It will work after the snow.
After the snow.
Mike, okay. So being tame here, Mike, not helping here, Mike.
Mike was like,
that's what I do.
That's right.
I see that.
So it won't work in the snow because everything will be white. So it would just
but it's actually true. That's exactly what we talked about last time. It's exactly the point.
So now that's drone hobbyist market is 1.2 billion.
It's huge.
1.2 billion inside, and essentially drone shipments will hit 29 million by the year 2021. So, I mean, this market is growing. I haven't gotten a drone yet, but let's say that I wanted to buy a drone and I wanted to choose one to add to my collection. What are your top two or three drones that you're going to recommend for people for this summer?
The Skydo 2 and Skydo the DJI. 2.
Okay.
Yeah, and the DJI S Mavic S right now are the two I'd recommend are really good. And it really, what do you want to do? If you want auto follow, it's just the Skydo 2.
The Skydo 2.
If you want to do a more of a manual drone type of thing, the DJI Mavic S2S is quite good and top of the line as well. And they're both sub $1,999 to start before you start adding all the accessories. So, they're both really, really good.
So under a grand, you can get into a pretty high-end drone then. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
So now,
the enterprise level and the hobbyist level are now converging. I mean, that's what's cool about this right now. And then in the terms of the processing power and the state-of-the-art algorithms we're using, it's crossing boundaries.
Yeah, so I don't think you would want. So, of course, I did some research on drones after we talked, and then I'm getting hit up because Google and Facebook all knew that I looked for drones.
That's right.
And I got all these knockoffs that were coming from China all over everywhere that were for like $200, $300, $400. So, as a consumer, would you buy a $200 and $300 drone at this time, or would you just opt out for the higher end $999 type drones?
It depends what you want to do. If you want to just play around with it and, you know, enjoy a little bit, the lower version ones are fine, right? It depends. If you're trying to get really high-end video and the auto-following features, then I would go for the $999. But, I mean, if you're just looking to take it out with your 12-year-old or your 15-year-old and fly around a little bit, get a little bit less expensive one. It really depends if you're going to use it all the time or just going to sit and use it a couple times and sit in the closet. So, you know, I think there's value either way depending on what you're trying to do.
All right, so let me ask, what makes a drone great? Is it speed of the drone, the control of the drone, the battery, the camera? What is it that says this is a good drone?
Battery.
Battery is one for sure. It gives you your flight time, right? So anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes is a really good lifetime right now. I would say controller usage, ease of controlling. A lot of the less expensive ones, they might not have some of the feature sets to make it easy to control. It flies out and you're trying to fly it back. There's a way to set the controls so you can set it so you can fly it the same way. Otherwise, you have to almost fly it in reverse when it's flying back to you. So these are the types of things that you're looking for to be able to learn to fly better and fly easier. And the more expensive ones with the more features make it much easier to fly, but you're going to pay for that.
All right, let's say hypothetically, I decided to go and purchase a Skydio 2 online. Not that I did this. But if you did, there is a huge waiting list right now. So essentially, I got an email that said that it will take about 12 months to get a Skydio 2. So they're that far backlogged. Not that
you've already ordered it.
Mike, don't say that. All right. So if there was a backlog order for these devices, I think Phil ordered one too. Is that right, Phil? Did you order
one? That's correct.
Yeah, we both did at the same time. So okay.
Yeah, but I can't bag on him. I can bag on you.
Okay. All right. So what is the aftermarket for that? Are there people selling
eBay,
these online?
eBay right now has them up for $3,400 right now, $3,500.
There you go, $3,500
on eBay. So if you want one today, go to eBay, and they'll probably sell out now we're talking about it, because it didn't look they had a lot left. But you can get them for $3,500 on eBay right now, or you can put $100 down on this guy to a website and wait for 12 months and pick it up for $999.
Modern day Cabbage Patch Kids.
That's right. It's always supply and demand. With this drone, it also comes with a warranty. Is that correct? The Skydio 2, not that we're recommending the Skydio 2, but the Skydio 2, does it come with a warranty? Like
if you crash into something, they'll replace it. So, I mean, that's how they're confident they are. Their obstacle detection, avoidance algorithms. I mean, that's what blows me away about this, too. And nobody else that I understand right now has that right now. And plus, like I said, they have this high-end processor, high-end algorithms. I can't say I'm biased to them at all, but yeah.
We both talked about it. And the Skydio 2 is essentially a company. It's got about 20 employees based in California. So I've done a lot of research on these two.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was Phil and I were both talking about. So 20 people, California. They're on their second or third round of funding. Is that what you were telling me about?
Series D.
Series D.
And they just did their Series D this year for $170 million. And that's why I believe they're the next unicorn, because their post-money valuation is north of $1 billion right now.
Wow.
So I believe they're going to be the next unicorn, and I'd compare them to Boston Dynamics on the other side for land type of robots. I mean, this is their technology is amazing. If you get a chance to go to their website, look at some of the videos they're doing, how they're doing it for infrastructure and management and inspection, everything else they're doing, it's just quite amazing what they're doing right now.
That's fantastic. So the Skydio 2, Phil tells you thumbs up on that. If he was having some whiskey, he'd give that absolutely a thumbs up on that. All right. Well, Phil, thank you so much joining us. We can't wait to go to 2 hours, because then we can have you come on in and we can talk about something, and then we can talk another 10 or 15 minutes after that and go on and just geek out for a little bit. So thank you.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Phil.
Bye-bye.
Man, I want a drone so bad. It's a year. It's a year.
Yeah, like you're going to be waiting for your go-karts and your
all right, here we go. You know what? Now is a great time to go to a commercial break. Hopefully my wife's not listening.
Are you cutting me off right now?
That's right. All right. So thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be coming on back with James Riddle. We'll be talking about malaria cures and other in our technology experts for health.
Hey, Mike.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, have you heard of Unidragon.com?
Yeah, that's where the owl lives.
That's where the owl is. That's correct. If you listened to our earlier commercial, Mike is all about the owl. But let me tell you, Unidragon has some brand new puzzles available to add to your collection.
I like owls.
We have the new Planet Earth and the Sakura images that are available. And of course, we have the Milky Whales 2-in-1. You get two puzzles for the price of one. And remember, these aren't puzzles. These are wooden puzzles.
I want them all.
Now's the chance for you to grab Planet Earth, the wooden jigsaw puzzle Milky Whales, and all the other new items available at Unidragon.
I need them. I need them all.
Let's talk about how you can even save money to add to your collection. If you go on and do a purchase order at Unidragon.com, if you use our special Tech Time Radio code, which is called Dragon Tech, again, that's Dragon Tech, you can receive 10% off your order. What a great find. These puzzles have puzzles within the puzzles themselves. Isn't that puzzling?
That's puzzling. If you want 10% off, use the Tech Time Radio coupon Dragon Tech until June 1st.
It's not just a puzzle, it's a wooden puzzle.
I want them all.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, have you heard about the new app called Tiki?
Just the one you've been talking about, this like a torch?
That's correct. This is like a torch. This is going to light you up. Did you know that companies made $382 billion from your data last year? This app called Tiki allows you to choose what data you share with what companies. And you know what? You get paid for sharing your information. You just link your accounts in the app and you get a payout. Tiki is completely free to use and is available worldwide, so you can start earning today.
Cool. Where do I sign up?
So there's limited spots, but here at Tech Time Radio, we got you hooked up. All you got to go is to mytiki.com/Tech Time Radio. Again, that's mytiki.com/Tech Time Radio. Tiki has just launched, so sign up now. Once you sign up, you'll be sent a link to download the app and start using it. So save your hard-earned information and turn it into cash. Everything will be lit up.
Can you sum this up for me?
As it stands, businesses buy tons of data directly from services such as Facebook, Google, Amazon, etc. With Tiki, business can still gain valuable insights, but you're in control of the sale.
Cool. Where do I sign up?
mytiki.com/Tech Time Radio. Again, that's mytiki.com/Tech Time Radio, and the Tiki will be lit for you. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, we got a new sponsor here, and they're called The Art of Manliness.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, have you heard of them?
I've heard of these folks. Yeah, I've been on their website several times.
You've been on their website?
Yeah, they talk about everything, man. You know, like how to wear a sports coat with jeans, or how to give yourself a buzz cut, or style tips for men.
Really? Well, guess what? I have not heard of them until now, and now I'm excited because you know what?
You're not a man.
Well, I am a man.
You're not a manly man.
All right, so this is really the show for manly men. Are you sick and tired of waiting through 2 hours of fluff in order to get a few good takeaways? Have you listened to podcasts that make you just go, huh? Tune into the Art of Manliness podcast, where you can glean and distill the very best insights from the world's experts in self-improvement, philosophy, and practical skills, history, and a lot more, and do it all under an hour. Without all the eye-rolling filler, you can walk away from every episode Art of Manliness podcast with actionable insights you can start implementing today to improve your life. You can listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your other podcast players. You can also visit them online at www.artofmanliness.com.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. How's your whiskey doing, Mike?
Oh, it's really good.
It's really good?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that it's a thumbs up or thumbs down, but...
I'm not going to say it's a thumbs up or a thumbs
but if you're watching
either,
us on a live stream, you already know what we're going to pick. All right. Okay. Welcome to the sponsorship of the Manliness Show.
No.
No. What was the name of our sponsor again now?
The Art of Manliness.
And you actually go on their website. And
I like it. Yeah, I've read their blog several times. I check out their blog. They've got a lot of humorous things.
I actually favorited it also, and it seems to be pretty interesting. They seem to be a little bit off the wall.
They're very well written. Now, look, I'm talking like you now.
Wow, you did a little bit of whiskey there, too much. All right, well, we are really excited because we are going to be bringing in a special segment as we have James Riddle getting ready to start.
Welcome to the segment we call Ask the Experts with our Tech Time Radio technology expert, James Riddle.
All right, James, welcome to the show.
Wow, it's cool intro music. I love it, guys.
You like that? Well, that's what happens.
I want to know who did the voiceover.
it was computerized.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, and I got to tell you, I have it on very good authority that 1970s shorts from the JCPenney catalog are definitely in the manly category.
Oh, they are in the manly category.
Yeah, no, so, that's right.
Yes, no, that's right. James is on my side, Mike.
They may be in the man section, but they're not in the man category.
All right, here we go. Well, welcome to the show. We are bringing you back because we ran out of time last time to specifically talk about technology in the aspect of health and DNA, and you're an expert in this, and we've known each other, how's it going back and just looking at it, we've known each other for like, I think it's almost like 10, 15 years now, is that right?
Yeah, it's long enough that I can't remember when it was.
That's right, that's when you've been friends for a long time. All right,
yeah.
Right. So let's get right into this, all right? So we had an article that was posted on the Academics Times that says that we have our first vaccine to fully immunize malaria through the process of RNA. And so I would love to learn about this. Specifically, I grew up in Africa for 4 years of my life when I was in second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. And essentially when I was over there, I got malaria and I was sick for like 3 months. So I was on the verge of being very, very sick. They took my parents to the hospital and no one would have any treatment for that. So I actually have a complete understanding of the malaria deal, and it just weakens you. I mean, I was like bedridden. So I'm sure it's probably some of the same type of aspects that you would have if you got COVID also. I'm sure that they have the same type of deals. But let's talk about RNA. Mm-hmm. So explain this to me.
So this is totally amazing stuff.
Okay.
Because, you know, as you know, we've been looking for a cure for malaria virus and other viruses, HIV, et cetera, for, you know, decades.
Yep.
And there's essentially, for up until just recently, there was really only two known good ways to make a vaccine. One was like they did with back in the 40s and 50s with the polio vaccine, right? They take the actual virus and then they just start dumbing it down, like a little bit less and a little bit weaker and a little bit weaker until they get to the point where they can give you a little bit of the virus, just enough to make your body go, what is this thing that just got inside of me? And make an immune response, or basically train your body how to attack the virus.
Okay.
The other way that you can make a vaccine is called a viral vector, which basically you take a not a very nasty virus, like an adenovirus or a cold virus or something like that, and then you change the genetics of the virus, and then to make it look like something else, then you give it to the person. That's how the J&J and the AstraZeneca vaccines for COVID work. Okay. They take an adenovirus, they genetically modify the adenovirus to make it look like COVID. Then they give that to you and your body's like, whoa, there's something new. And it starts to produce the antibodies. And they've been trying to do something like that with malaria for a long time. I mean, there's been research going on into how to get an effective malaria vaccine for a long time. There is a malaria vaccine that's been approved by the US FDA, but it's only about 30% effective and it doesn't work a lot. And the effect of the vaccine wears off. So along comes this new technique, this messenger RNA technique, which we've seen from now with Pfizer and from Moderna for the COVID vaccines. And essentially, the way that works is it takes a little genetic package, wrappers it in like a sausage wrapper, and you give it to the person. That little wrapper goes into your cell. It melts the wrapper away. The stuff inside comes out, and it trains your own cell how to produce something that looks like the virus. So then your body goes, well, there's something new, and goes and attacks it. But what it's doing is it's training your body to be able to attack something that looks like, in this case, the COVID virus. Well, we didn't really know. I mean, the messenger RNA technology has been around for a while. I mean, it's been around for 5-10 years. They've been testing it. The ubiquitous they, mainly in academic centers, have been testing it in animals and such, to figure out, you know, how best does it work. Well, along comes COVID, and we're like, oh my goodness, we need to have a vaccine for this really quickly. And the messenger RNA technology was advanced enough to be able to try it in humans. So we did. Moderna and Pfizer both produced a messenger RNA vaccine real quick from the standpoint of developing a vaccine. They've given it to millions of people. There's been very little side effects, and the thing is like 90% effective, which is phenomenal. So the real question then becomes, if it worked so well for COVID, how quickly can we then replicate that experience for other viruses? And so I work in the research industry, and you're already seeing research studies for other virus conditions. So RSV, HIV, the messenger RNA vaccines are already starting to get into clinical trials in humans. So hopefully, just getting back to your original question about do we have a cure for malaria, don't know yet.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, you do have to go through the process of developing the vaccine, giving it to humans, seeing what happens, let it play out for a little bit to figure out if it's going to work or not. And the other challenge that you have to overcome with the messenger RNA vaccines is the shipment and storage issues. So the little wrapper that I was describing that kind of contains the technology stuff that goes into your cell,
yep,
that wrapper is really not terribly stable. So you have to freeze it at like minus 70. Uh-huh. So if you remember from the news when the COVID vaccines were first coming out, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, they both have to be like in this massively cold situation in order to be shipped.
Right.
Because as soon as you warm it up, the thing starts to degrade.
Yep.
Well, here's the challenge, right? Malaria is in lots of places in the planet that don't have minus 70 freezers close by.
Right. Makes sense. Yeah.
And so you have to be able to overcome that technology and logistics hurdle in order to get the malaria technology into the messenger RNA. But it's super exciting. It's possible. I mean, it's really possible that if they can take what the scientists have learned from COVID, apply it to malaria, apply it to HIV, apply it to Zika, Ebola, right? Any kind of virus, and figure out the logistics of the shipping. Potential is just a massive game changer in how we treat and vaccinate people.
So we're using the cell's messenger service to get this data to the cell so it can replicate the response, right?
Yep,
that's what RNA is. RNA is ribonucleic acid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're right. You're utilizing your body's own natural production of proteins. So all of your cells will produce proteins, mm-hmm. and your DNA will provide to the cell how to go about producing those proteins. Well, if you want your cell to produce something that looks like the COVID spike, you've all seen the pictures on the news with the little bubble with the spikes sticking out of it, right? If you want one of your cells to produce something that looks like a COVID spike that isn't actually the COVID virus, you inject a little bit of you put some RNA, wrap it in a messenger, shoot it into your cell, and then your cell will be essentially tricked into producing something that looks like the COVID spike. And then your immune system can go, oh, this is new. I'm going to go fight this.
It will start making macrophages.
So let me ask you a real question here as we end this segment here. So are you saying that because of COVID, we have advanced some of our science in developing it?
Yes, absolutely. COVID is nasty. It's terrible that it's happened. There have been some unintended advancements in science that have moved things along very quickly.
Yes.
Our knowledge of how this messenger RNA technology works, how to quickly do the genetic profiling of a particular virus and put it into production is just, we've advanced what may have taken us decades or more just within the last year.
Wow.
It is really advanced the technology along. And it has, to some extent, I mean, depending on your opinion, changed people's attitudes about genetically engineered treatments when it comes to viruses.
There's
Think about what if I would have come on this segment a year and a half ago before COVID and said, hey, 18 months from now, the vast majority of the population of the planet is going to be willing to inject a genetically modified organism into their body, you would have thought I was crazy and had too much of that whiskey on the back of your table. Right?
It's good whiskey.
Yeah. But now, I mean, folks have accepted that it is possible to have a relatively, what we think is a relatively safe vaccine based on genetically modified technology getting introduced into our bodies. And that is a huge sea change for the global population.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Hey, James, we're up on against time. I can't wait till we move to a two-hour show because then we could segment here and go to a break and then bring you back and ask more questions and in different areas because I had another three or four questions written down here, but we will have to wait until that time comes. Thank you for joining the show today. We will see you again another time.
All right, looking forward to it. Next time we'll talk about self-amplifying RNA.
Okay, awesome. Self-amplifying RNA. That sounds perfect. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, that's James. Bye-bye. James Riddle, He's got more information. I just love listening to him talk about stuff.
Do you understand anything he's saying?
I do, though. What okay, do you, I got once he made it really simple with the sausage wrapper and everything like that, I can figure that out. So let me just tell you that.
Related to food, and it's all over.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. Thank you very much for joining us on Tech Time Radio.
Hello, my name is Arthur, and my life's work is connecting people with coffee. Story Coffee is a small batch specialty coffee company that uses technology to connect people to each product resource, which allows farmers to unlock their economic freedom. Try our Medium Roast Founder Series coffee, which is an exotic bourbon variety that is smooth, fresh, and elegant at storycoffee.com. That's storicoffee.com. Today you can get your first bag free when you subscribe at storycoffee.com with code TECHTIME. That's storicoffee.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, a new show here on KKNW that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making mid to late career transitions. I'll be here every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock bringing you guest interviews, career transition advice, and great stories to guide you to what's next in your career and life. Gain a renewed sense of purpose for your next phase with a positive, forward-looking approach. Get ready to be re-energized, recharged, and reignited Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data right at your fingertips and with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. The new Pulse device from Vivomi continuously tracks your EKG and displays this data on your mobile phone. Have you ever wondered how your EKG and heart rate behaves when you're exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or just getting the kids ready for school or relaxing at home? The Pulse is a different kind of wearable, and you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
Hey, honey, did you hear what I heard?
What's up, babe?
I heard Mike over there at Tech Time Radio. He's like battling the, he's in the swimming with the sharks in that singles arena, if you will. You know?
Oh, bless his heart. Oh. And I also heard, like you did, that maybe things aren't going so great. You know what he needs, babe?
I think he needs to spend a little time in Love Shack.
Yeah, Love Shack. The Love Shack that airs every Thursday at 1 p.m. PST on KKNW 1150.
Come on, Mike. Come on over and join us. We got you.
Upper Left Corner is a PNW true crime podcast now streaming on all major podcast platforms. If you get excited when your favorite true crime podcast tells a story about a place that you've been to or the town that you live in, then Upper Left Corner podcast is for you. Each week, I tell you a story of a crime that has taken place in the PNW and give you background about the town the crime occurred in. If you like true crime, check out Upper Left Corner podcast, now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and more.
Ace Hardware is a helpful place with prompt, friendly service, knowledge, and the little things that make a big difference.
Service.
Selection.
Advice.
Community involvement.
Competitive prices.
Convenience.
Located near you.
And the things you need, such as
house keys,
lawn and garden,
plumbing,
electrical,
hardware,
grills,
outdoor living supplies,
and even nuts and bolts.
When you visit Ace Hardware, you'll be greeted at the door and given the help you need.
So come visit us at Ace Hardware in Evergreen Way in Everett, Lake Stevens, and now Stanley.
Ace is the with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Mumm. We got Mike Corday here and David Brown. And David, do we have some news coming on up here?
Yeah, we just have some breaking news. We were told during that wonderful, what has become my favorite commercial, Mike's is going to be appearing on the Love Shack on Thursday, April 29th at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on AM 1150 KKNW.
I'm going to be turning into that. Let me tell you that.
Let me find the call sign of that busted I just got thrown under.
All right, here we go. All right, well, as we continue on, our whiskey is both empty, so that must be a good sign, but we'll talk about if we're going to give it a thumbs. Was that?
Yeah, it sucked.
It was the worst whiskey ever.
the worst whiskey ever.
Yeah, that's what you
It
thought.
Was worse than Kentucky's Best.
All right, we also have news for next week. We have Mike Audie, the founder of Tiki, that will be joining us on the show, and we are going to move right now into Mike's Mesmerizing Moment.
Woo.
This is Mike's Mesmerizing Moment, presented by Story Coffee. Visit storycoffee.com.
So our last guest brought up something that we don't really think about. You know, we've had this COVID thing, and it's classified as a global disaster.
Yep.
And everybody's focusing on the negative aspects, but a lot of positive aspects are going to come out of this.
Yep.
One of these is the scientific research. There's also going to be a lot of social aspects that we're going to be looking at. We've also there's also been some studies about how the effect of mask wearing has affected our ability to socialize.
Okay.
You know, there's there's a lot of things just going to come out of this, and you know me, I'm not the silver lining guy.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Like you are.
Yeah.
You know,
Mr. Pro-positive?
Mr. I'm gonna everything's great all the time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of good things that are going to come out of what we've been experiencing. And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear that science is advancing, technology is advancing.
These things that happen, this is what drives these type of things.
Yep.
Our environment is what is the number one predictor of any behavioral change. So what's been going on with this stuff over the past year has a lot of ramifications for our future growth.
That makes sense. All right. Our Law Dog. Mo Whiskey. It is $230. Is it worth a bottle?
Yeah. It's really good.
We both buy a bottle. It was fantastic. As I talked about, we have a guest that will be on our next week's show. We just don't even get through half of our show, so we're excited to be moving to 2 hours because maybe we'll actually get through all of our notes. We have a great engineer today, David Brown, who's been behind the board, and we're really excited
about
that.
And we didn't get a one-finger salute at all today.
We didn't at all. We didn't. And you know what?
Well, maybe we still got five. We still got 10 seconds.
We got 10 seconds left. There we go. We got Mike Corday here. I'm Nathan Mumm. Thank you for joining Tech Time Radio. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.